Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, indeed. Weekend kickoff hour two starting here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Getting ready to talk to former All-Pro linebacker Sean Merriman this hour. Also, Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. Talking about Saints LSU Tulane. Also, latest with the Superdome, trying to get that, you know, a new extension with the deal over there so we can lock down the next Super Bowl.
That might be some difficulties. Come on, you got to have the deal done before you can do all this. And we'll have Jeff explain everything to us. But, you know, all these negotiations, and I'll tell Jeff the story, but I had two former governors tell me about how difficult the negotiations were, to get a new deal done, spending some political capital, you know, to make sure that it was done. And about all the people that were banging their fists, on the table about, this isn't a good deal. And he said, nobody saw the explosion of the NFL. And it turned out to be not good deals, but great deals
for sure,
for the city of New Orleans and for the state of Louisiana. But he said all those politicians who had wrapped themselves up with that, I never heard back from. I had two former governors tell me the exact, almost word for word, that you didn't hear it back. And that deal is, hey, when it's not involved the new stadium, there is some giveaway that, that you're going to have to do here, from the state and city standpoint. We're not talking about a new stadium. A new stadium, that's a totally different situation.
For sure.
And how that would be funded and who would come up with the money and, who the next owner would be for this team. And, you never know when that would happen with the Saints. But that's a lot of details. Devil is in the details of everything.
And what would be awful, Mike, if they can't get anything worked out and, not being able to get that bid in for 2031, the next time you'd be eligible to get in to mix for that is 2038. Ouch.
You're going to go to that Super Bowl, but I ain't.
I hope so. Knock on wood.
I ain't going to no 2038 when I can watch it from my house, much more comfortable. That's a long time when you have to put it that way. And what it means to the city, what it means to
absolutely.
The state. We saw so many people were, man, I wish they'd have it here every year. Everything is so accessible to get to, if it's hotels, if it's restaurants. If you want to have a good time, it's
all close.
And
you don't have to Uber everywhere. You can walk.
That's the big difference. Do that in Miami. You can't do that. Los Angeles can't do that.
Indianapolis, I think, is the only other one that I've heard rave review about it being able to walk around. And obviously that Indianapolis, does not have the same panache that New Orleans does.
No, and you think about new stadiums going up in Nashville, new stadiums going up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Las Vegas is going to get, come on, Las Vegas is going to get another one real quick.
For sure.
On that particular deal. So you're in some heavy competition. This isn't the late 60s and 70s, people, oh, we used to have it every 3 or 4 years. Oh, yeah. But now you got competition and major competition for the Super Bowl and what it brings to the community. And also, too, if you've never been here and you visited one time, to come back. To come back. And Drew said it yesterday. Man, you know, all those 49ers people that were sitting in the stands, man, I didn't like that. In the dome.
I love Bobby's response. Well, that's because, you know, you didn't see that because you were winning.
Yeah, and him, Bobby didn't see that either when he was playing.
Right.
But what it does to the hotel, motel industry, the restaurant business.
No doubt. When
they travel. I remember this a few years back when Buffalo came to town. And we park across the little street. And at that restaurant right at the corner, man, they had tables stacked up. The Bills Mafia, they were jumping on there. And there was nothing but Bills fans along that street. Every day when I'd leave to get to the parking area, they were there. Hey, come drink. I was like, wait a minute, the next guy behind me, he'll stop.
Taking a break here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk, folks. We'll be right back with more, and all-pro linebacker Sean Merriman join us. We'll be back after this, so stay tuned on WWL. Good night, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
We're back here on weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, hanging out till 7 p.m., getting ready for Thursday night football. Buffalo Bills hosting the Miami Dolphins, helping us break down all things NFL and talk a little about ultimate fighting from Lights Out. Sean Merriman, Mr. Lights Out, former All-Pro linebacker, joining us now. How you been, Sean? Been a while.
I'm good, my man. How's it going?
Doing great, Sean. First of all, thanks for joining us. Before we get into the Lights Out, man, I got to ask you about it because you would know a lot. Certainly with watching Micah Parsons. And we saw it last Thursday going up against the Commanders. Okay, he's going up against the first-round pick, Josh Connelly. And Josh, I think, is a good player. I really think he's a very good football player. Man, he was like, I ain't never seen anything like that at Oregon. You know, the way he was coming off the snap and how the Packers use him differently than the Cowboys did, because he's not I guess you want to call technically a full-time player. It's a lot of kind of mixing and matching with him. When you talk about a guy that can tilt the field, Sean, Michael Parsons tilts the field when he's out there on defense.
Yeah, he's so explosive, and you don't know how many times I was watching the Cowboys games over the past couple of years, and I'm looking at him, I'm like, why do you have his hand down in the dirt as a defensive end over a tight end? Like, it's just, it didn't make any sense. Somebody that explosive and dynamic, you got to move him around, because you got to think that the entire offense scheme is based around blocking him. So if they know what he's lining up at, of course it's going to be easier out there. So I'm sitting there looking at the game screaming, and I'm not surprised at all with him coming on the scene with the Packers, because he's been waiting to get in a position where he can showcase his talent, and he doesn't have, you know, kind of that dark cloud over him. And look, I think it's a great move for him. And honestly, I think it's a great move for the Cowboys, because that relationship has got super, super dysfunctional, right? And anytime it starts to get public, it at that point, it's just best for both parties to go their way. But Micah is and I hate saying this because so many people use this generational talent. Micah Parsons only come around every 7 to 10 years, right? You get a guy of that caliber who can do what he's doing, man. So he's going to put up some numbers out there.
And he's a young guy. You're talking about a 25-year-old player. When you got a back injury, sometimes that messes with you. And I'll be interested to see what happens in December and January when it gets really cold in Green Bay, because, you know, I have friends of mine that I've had back injuries and surgery and stuff. They say, man, they are better meteorologists than any guy you're going to see or lady on television. They know when the weather changes and that sort of thing. But to have him and Rashawn Gary on the same team, and it's Sikkim football, your secondary don't have to be great. It's just got to be above average to good.
Well, you know what? He's like I was with my secondary. I said, guys, give me 3 seconds, right? Give me 3 seconds. That's all you got to cover for. And that's why, you know, a lot of our defensive back, Quentin Jammer and Antonio Cromartie, they would sit on passes because they knew that if that ball isn't thrown under 3 seconds, it's a guaranteed sack. And so that helps out the linebackers. That helps out the defensive backs. It helps out everybody, man, because you got somebody that you know that can get a turnover at any given time.
You're talking about the NFL in action right now and looking at that AFC West. I know you got to be smiling seeing what the Chargers are doing right now and also seeing the Chiefs at 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that everybody want to kick the Chiefs. The Chiefs are still a very, very good team. And the problem is the Chargers are better. And I don't know why anybody is necessarily surprised at how they're playing, right? Because Jim Harbaugh took that same team that Brandon Staley had and took them to the playoffs. Same team. And if you look at Jim Harbaugh's history, from year two to year four is when he really slams on the gas. So, you know, I said it before during the offseason. I know that everybody's looking at me like, oh, well, you're biased. You played for the Chargers. So I said, no, these guys are legit. They're big. They're physical. They haven't got the running game going just yet. But when you got Keenan Allen and Ladd McConkey and now Quentin Johnson is coming on, emerging as that first-round pick that they want him to be, they're dangerous.
One of the things, Sean, is the injury to Khalil Mack. It doesn't look to be season-ending, but – man, even at his age, he's still a force coming off the edge. But I told this to Bobby Hebert, when you watch the Chargers play, doesn't it look like you're watching the same game all over again? The way they do things offensively, the way they play on defense, I know the scores are different, but the results of how they get there all sort of look like a rerun you've seen before.
Yeah, and I think, look, for the first time in a long time with that Chargers, well, let me just start with the Khalil Mack injury. I was there. He's fortunate that they didn't put him on IR for the season right away because it was bad. And I've had an injury like that, a dislocation, but with the shoulder, and it is painful. So for him to go on a short period of IR for 4 weeks or so is a blessing. The other part of that is, the Chargers are the most balanced team in football, right? They it's not like they do one thing great. In the previous years, they needed Justin Herbert to throw that 60-yard bomb while he's getting tackled, those spectacular plays. They don't need him to win like that anymore. So that's what makes them scary.
Looking at your event coming up this Saturday, hard to believe, Lights Out Ultimate Fighting number 27 happening September 20th. Tell us more about this event that we can tune into.
Guys, we got a huge event this Saturday, Lights Out Extreme Fighting 27. Our main event, we got Tyrell Fortune on there. He's the number one pound-for-pound heavyweight in the country right now. I'm hoping that, you know, we get him for another fight or two. But if not, man, he's going straight to the UFC. He's that caliber of guy. So make sure you tune in. Make sure you download Lights Out Sports TV, available on every smart TV, iOS and Android, completely free. So we're not adding another subscription to everybody out there watching. So whatever smart TV you got, you can download Lights Out Sports TV on your phones and so forth, too. Massive fight. We kick it off at 5:30 p.m. Pacific.
Sean, it's amazing how, you know, what you have done along with others to get this started up. And, you know, we see the MMA and everything else. I sort of grew up in a different area. It was basically boxing. And, you know, every once in a while they have a big event. But really what you being able to do with Lights Out, the MMA stuff, man, for younger people today, I'm going to say from ages 15 to 40, they grew up with all that. And it is really, really taken off in this country. I can't compare it to anything else that has taken over what boxing at one time had.
Yeah, I mean, and boxing is kind of making a resurgence, with Terrence Crawford and Canelo. That fight was a great fight. But MMA has kind of taken the reins because MMA has become so global all over the world. And even us, you know, we watching, and I get a chance to see behind the scenes, and we have people watching in Asia and South America and just watching our growth. We want to be the next up. We know we have the next up-and-coming talent at Lights Out Extreme Fight, and our talent is just keep getting better. You know, we know these guys got an opportunity to go to UFC, and so, you know, we love for them to have that opportunity and go. I mean, you know, I played at University of Maryland, man. I didn't want to stay there forever, right? I wanted to go to the NFL. So we know we got a chance to be in the next up-and-coming great MMA organization in the world.
Sean, I don't know if I've asked you this question before, but when you were playing in the NFL, did you work with somebody MMA-wise for your hands? Because I know a lot of guys today, even in high school, they are working with MMA fighters or boxing people to improve their hand speed. And it's such a big part of every sport. But in football, man, if you can get your hands on somebody and get around them using that leverage and your speed, man, you've won that battle.
Yeah, I was at first, actually, in 2000.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just start training with Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz. I was training with these guys back in the mid-2000s, and it helped my hands tremendously. In fact, I just did Cam Jordan's podcast last week, and we were talking about, because he had this big sack summit in Las Vegas that I attended and worked with a lot of the younger guys. And I tell them all, I say, listen, pick up some sort of boxing, Muay Thai, or jiu-jitsu, something, because it brings out a different level of being able to use your hands. As a pass rusher, you got to be active and violent with your hands and being able to open your hips to get around those big 340-pound monsters as tackles. And it just did wonders for me. And the 06, I came out late in NFL in sacks. I just got great at using my hands. So I work with a lot of these guys now, and I encourage them. I say, look, during the offseason, go work with some MMA guys, boxing, striking, something, because it does wonders for your hands.
Sean, besides, you know, the event going on, I also saw an article. You got some innovations even in advertising going on at this event.
Yeah, man, it'll be the first time we're displaying as commercial use AI sponsorship. So it's going to be pretty cool for people to see. The sponsors are going to change on the mat every other fight. And for the first time now, the people are going to see it. I've been seeing it behind the scenes for the past 6 months. But this is the next level. It's going to change the landscape of combat sports and sports in general. Advertising is number one. I mean, we all need to make money in this business. But now you got these smaller companies, man. I'm having mom and pop shops reach out to saying, hey, you know, we can afford the AI sponsorship because it's much cheaper. It's cool, man. We want to change the landscape of this fight business.
Smart. Sean, one of the things, you know, with AI, you better accept it. It's not only that it's coming, it's here. And it is, okay, can't build your house. It can't fool with your plumbing or electrical work, stuff like that. But, man, in every profession, it is really become a major, major factor. And that's why I think so many of these, as you brought up, mom-and-pop companies, are getting involved today.
Well, they have to, right? And I think you said it best. You either get with it or get left, right? And that's where I was about 2 years ago when I started to see it really come on the scene. And I said, look, we got live sports. We got fights. So pretty soon we got chips in the gloves. It's going to read data. They'll be able to spit data back out to the fans during the fight to see the velocity of a punch, the G-force, and how hard that punch landed. We want to take this thing to new heights, man. You got to be open to accept it or get left behind.
Sean, always appreciate your time, man. Love talking to you. Once again, let folks know where they can find out about this fight going on Saturday night.
Yep. You guys can download it at Lights Out Sports TV. Any smart TV you got, iOS and Android, download it. We got a big fight, Lights Out Extreme Fighting 27. Got some mega superstars, up-and-coming superstars on his card. 5:30 Pacific. So you guys check it out.
Thank you so much, Sean. Always appreciate you, man.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All righty.
All-pro linebacker, Lights Out. Sean Merriman is owner of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Make sure you check that out. We're going to take a break. Be right back. Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, will join us after this here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back into our weekend edition of Sports Talk, weekend kickoff edition at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hanging out at the Game Bar and Grill as we get ready also for Thursday Night Football. Seated on the big screen here, Miami Dolphins against the Buffalo Bills tonight. Also stop by the FanDuel Sportsbook right next door to us. You can place a wager on college football.
Yeah, give it about 15 minutes.
Or NFL action.
It'll be jammed.
Charlie, we got Jeff on the line. All right, great. Jeff Duncan, NOLA.com sports columnist, also the Times-Picayune, joining us now here on WWL. Jeff, thanks so much for the time, man. How you been doing?
Doing good, Steve. Mike, good to hear from you guys, as always.
Jeff, I'll ask you the question first about the new, still working on that lease with the Saints and the state. I told this to Steve. I had two former governors of the state, Edwin Edwards and Mike Foster, both tell me, man, you know, there were difficult negotiations. We spent some political capital to get this deal worked out. But the same people that were banging their fists saying this is a terrible deal, I don't think ever have come back and apologized for that, because look at the growth of the NFL and what it has done to affect the economy in New Orleans and in the state of Louisiana. But both of them almost had the exact same comments about in this state. And he said, we're not even talking about building a new stadium now. We're talking about just extending the lease and working out the details with it. But, Jeff, we living in a different world today of how the NFL is not just dominant. They head and shoulders above any other sport today. And how they are TV ratings-wise, event-wise, listening-wise, watching-wise. It's just amazing. But I told Steve, it's funny how two governors in different times, different worlds, both said the exact same thing.
No, Mike, you're spot on. And I think Governor Landry and his staff understand the importance of getting the Saints locked up here long-term. And, you know, these are complicated, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue deals, right? So there's a lot of tentacles to these long-term lease agreements. The fact that you have a state, Louisiana, that owns the Dome, and the Saints are just a tenant there. They have a manager of the Dome and ASM Global. There's just a lot of moving parts with the LSED kind of handling the negotiations. And the calculus really has to be, between the state of Louisiana, how much taxpayer support is the right priority for the state of Louisiana? We're not the richest state in the country, but we love football here. So you have to value that at a certain level. And I think we all know that the Saints are in, you know, in one of the smaller markets in the league as well. So how much can we support the Saints to make them competitive? How much do they need to chip in? How much, you know, can we put into the Dome to keep them here? There's just a lot of things that go into this. And I think both sides are trying to hammer it out. And the other factor here that I think is pretty relevant is you have two Goliaths, right, Mike, Steve? You have the NFL, which doesn't lose very often when they go to court or in any negotiation. They're a Goliath, the largest sports entity in the world. And then you have Governor Landry, who in his short period of time has shown he's a very tough, shrewd negotiator who also doesn't lose very often. So I think you put those two Goliaths in the octagon and you have a long, contentious negotiation that I think, despite saying all that, is going to get worked out here in the next few days, and we're going to hear a big announcement.
I think, Jeff, one of the things, too, is I know Edwin Edwards told me this. He was like, okay, cool, Nas, let me tell you this, what I would tell the people from up north Louisiana that didn't want it. He said, find me the money that the NFL is going to bring to the state and to the city. Find me that same money revenue. And he said, I'd always hear dead silence. They couldn't come up with it. And so he said, so why are you voting or so much against it? And he said, okay, ideology and kind of wrapping yourself is we don't want to help. Well, at that time probably was multimillionaires, not billionaires today. But I think part of that is it today. Where else would you get that revenue stream that the Saints bring to the city and also to the state? Nowhere.
Nowhere. And look, it's not a Fortune 500 company, but it is. And let's face it, the state doesn't have, I think maybe there might be one Fortune 500 company in the whole state. And the amount of prestige and notoriety that the Saints bring here, I mean, they make New Orleans a major league city. It's what separates us from Birmingham, for instance, you know. And so I think everyone knows that. I think the calculus is, the math that needs to be done is how much do they deserve our support for taxpayer dollars? How much is that to make them competitive? You know, in the old deal, Tom Benson managed to convince the governors that the Saints should be in the top 12 of revenue in the league, because that's how many playoff teams there were back then, 12 teams a year. He said, well, if we're going to be a playoff team every year, we should be supported. You know, that's pretty good negotiating in one of the smaller, poor markets. And he was able to get that done. And that's why the Saints have been a model small market franchise for a long time. They punch above their weight class because of this deal with the state of Louisiana, where we are supporting them at a very high rate. We're the closest thing here to the Green Bay Packers as there is in the NFL with how much taxpayer support goes in
to the Saints. So I think it's a win-win when we get this deal done. We won't have to worry about the Saints playing in another market for at least the immediate future, and I think everybody wants that.
Jeff, I look at the Tulane Green Wave, undefeated. I can't say that's a star player on that team. I think Retzloff is probably the closest to it. You know where they got a star? He's the head coach, John Sumrall. This week going up against Ole Miss in a kind of a tricky situation for the Rebels here. They played Arkansas last week. Arkansas's defense is El Lazio. They're not very good. But, you know, you're playing with a backup quarterback in Trinidad, and he comes through for you. And Ole Miss plays LSU next weekend. Yep. Tulane's sort of wedged in there. If there's an opportunity, John Sumrall and his team has it this weekend. I know you got to go play there to beat him, but, man, in my opinion, he is really a superstar coach in college football.
I agree. But before he took that job, Mike, I had a college football industry insider, somebody I really value, say he is a generational talent as a head coach. That's what you're getting there in New Orleans, and I think he's proven that. And I think he's going to be on the short list at every opening after this year, no matter what happens the rest of the year. But Tulane in this game, guys, is really in a no-lose situation. By beating Northwestern and Duke, they're really kind of playing with house money now. No one expects them to win this game. They're almost two touchdown underdogs. They can go in there and go for broke. If they play a competitive game, I don't think it'll hurt them at all in the rankings. We saw Boise last year when they went to Oregon and lost by a touchdown at Oregon. I mean, they ended up being the number one group of five team because of that showing. And I think the same thing will happen for Tulane, and I would not underestimate them in this game at all. Jake Retzloff is getting better every week, more comfortable every week. I mean, we forget he showed up here in July. He's on a crash course with this offense. And Tulane has some dudes now. I mean, they're not like your typical group of five team. This staff has shown a very high acumen for finding personnel and fitting them into their system there. We've seen it over and over. They will be very competitive in this game, and I think it'll be a terrific one to watch. I got to find a bar or a restaurant in Seattle because I'm flying out Friday for the Saints game. I got to find it somewhere to watch this one because I think it's going to be a great game.
We have Tulane Tuesday every week, and Coach Summer always tells me, Mike, we play a three-man front, and we rotate 10 guys up front. He said, tell me another school like that. That's amazing. And he said, really, that's a little difference. He said, okay, the next man up, he said, I sort of agree with you on that part. That's just kind of fantasy. But that we can rotate 10 defensive linemen on a three-man front, there aren't a lot of teams in college football that can say that.
No, they're actually better up front right now than they were a year ago. And just look at what they've done, Mike, Steve. I mean, you've got Mekhi Hughes is at Oregon, Darian Mintz is at Duke, Alex Bauman's at Miami. You've got two guys at Baylor. You've got another Parker Peterson's at Wisconsin. They lost all this talent, Rashawn Pleasant's at Auburn, to big Power Four programs, and they replaced it all in one offseason. And they're still competitive at a very high level. This staff and what they're doing at Tulane, I don't think anybody should take for granted. This is big-time football they're playing out there. And as long as John Sumrall is out there, and I know he's very happy here, his family's happy, he doesn't have a wandering eye, but he's just such a prized commodity. It's the reality of the situation. People are going to come after him, but it's going to take a very, very good job for him to leave because I know he's very happy here, and I think we should all enjoy it while we can because it's fun to watch Tulane be relevant the way they are.
Jeff, I had to laugh. I had some people ask me, man, what this column Jeff Duncan writes about hammer and nail? Man, and Doug Mouton and I are doing post-game, and so they throw it to Les Miles' press conference, and he goes off about that hammer and nail. I knew exactly what you meant with that, and it was apropos, because I think with Brian Kelly, he subtly sends out some messages out there, and also the offense is his baby, okay? That's his part of the side of the field of him talking about it. And you just had a great defensive effort against Florida. And I get what Michael Cabo was going to ask. I get that completely and had to be asked that way. But his response, you hit the hammer on the nail on that one, because I do remember that with Coach Miles.
Oh, my gosh, that was legendary. I didn't know what was going on. I was looking over at Michael Barnett, and he was looking at me with this shrug look. It was classic theater, classic Les Miles. But I'll say this about the Brian Kelly thing. I think I know where he's coming from, and some of my colleagues that were there in the room said he was actually kind of having fun with it more than it seemed. You know, in this internet age where everything's cut and spliced, it comes across maybe as a little more mean-spirited than it was. But my colleagues that were there said, you know, he was having fun with it later in the press conference. But I understand where he's coming. I think he's frustrated because what did he hear for two years as the head coach at LSU? They don't have a defense. Where's the defense? Kelly can't get a defense. Well, now they got a lights out defense. And as you know, when you have a great defense, you play to that strength. We saw Jim Mora do it here for years. You get control of the game and you win the game with that defense. That's what they were doing against Florida. They were leaning into their strength. And yes, Michael Cobble, I understand exactly the question. I think it was more the timing of it right away after you have this big win and you've started 3-0. I think he just let some frustration out there, but I understand both sides of it. I think Brian Kelly handled it perfectly, apologized the next day. He gets it, and he and Cobble will be fine going forward.
Jeff, definitely always appreciate your time, man. Thanks for joining us, and have a safe trip out to Seattle. And help them bring back a victory, please.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a Holy Trinity, Tulane, LSU, and Saints win.
We came close last week. Thank you, Jeff. Taking a break here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. We shall return with even more. Stay tuned after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, our weekend kickoff edition at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike D's here today, but Saturday, it takes the show over the road. Start your game day 2 o'clock with Mike D and Herb Tyler at the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show, live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come out and count down to the big game at Acme, 16 surround sound TVs, string specials, great place to hang out for LSU and college football, and thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. At 4:45, LSU's pregame show and kickoff, 6:45 with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Jacob Hester. Tigers versus Lions Saturday on WWL and streaming on the free Odyssey app. And oh, what do you know? Coming up next hour, Southeastern head coach Frank Self will be joining us. Keep it locked right here on WWL. We'll be back with even more after the top of our news break. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.